Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's, yeah, we ain't going to change that. It's Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 20th day of September, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 45 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees, and it's chilly, man. It's like, it's fall, and fall has fallen. I mean, it may have a warm-up. I think we are, in fact, next week, we come up the 70s again, and I think it'll drop down again. We won't see no 70s until next summer. Oh, my God. Anyways, we're going to go to our break, and then we have a little house cleaning to do, and we'll do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I'll make sure David hasn't come up. David? Nope, we have no David. Well, okay, so I got an email from David this morning, and it said, "Thank you, Henry, for allowing me to broadcast, but I thought about it long and hard, and I simply do not have the time to continue with everything I have going on." And I let David know we appreciated his effort, and I sure as hell know about the consumption of time. It's been, you know, this isn't something that's we're doing here that's offers a real bright future. In fact, you know, the inevitable consequences, you know, an inevitable war that is going to rip our country apart. It's going to happen. It's something that's going to happen. But I can't blame anybody for, you know, wanting to do something else.
He's gone into survival mode.
Yeah, I would reckon so. Somebody's got a hold of. I guess we're here, and Spike will be here, and the rest. Somebody's got to hold back the tide while the others have their time on the beach, I suppose. And the second item, hi, Henry. I hope all is well with you and Laura. Joe and I are just cleaning up some things from Hurricane Irma. I want to thank you for all your help and kindness throughout the years. I'm cutting some expenses this year, so I will be unable to renew the ad at this time. Thank you for everything, and please let us know if you need anything. Your friends, Amy and Joe at Doom and Bloom. So we'll be losing Doom and Bloom. And Amy, keep buying from them. They're good people, man. And they've done a lot to put a lot of material out there that's going to save lives. And they may be back. You never know. But they've been, like I said, they're good people. And it's going to be a hard winter. That being said, all the unpleasantries, we can get on with the first article here. Netanyahu, Trump is changing the world by supporting Israel. And yeah, man, I mean, it's like I said, things just keep getting bleaker and bleaker. They've definitely got their man in the right position. Rest of us, you know, we're seeing $3 a gallon gas. We're seeing, I mean, nothing. Things getting worse, just like they have progressively for God damn it, nearly almost all of my life that I can remember. As each administration came in, things just got worse and worse. And it's continuing day by day. You can see it. With the inevitable being, you know, doing what we have to do to take it back and, you know, try to start anew. But this is from Yahoo News, and here, Netanyahu, I mean, I'm sure he's dancing a little jig, and he's having, you know, I was listening to him this morning talking about, you know, they're going to, they have to pass that Obama repeal because it ties right in with taking any taxation that the filthy rich who are milking our country dry are paying. And so they put together what they're calling a block grants to the states. I'm going to tell you guys something about that because you'll be hearing a lot about it as it's being pushed. Block grants to the states means you are going to have no rights under your Bill of Rights under any of these monies allocated through those block grants. I'm sure that the good old boys, the Masonic Dirty Church cabal in each state is just sitting there drooling. Waiting to get control of that money, and your health care will go to shit. You will have no rights. They will have you signing off your Bill of Rights on contract just to even see a doctor when it goes through. And I wanted to throw that in there just so you'd know what's coming down the road. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took an opportunity at his UN General Assembly speech Tuesday to praise Donald Trump. Yeah, because he sure represents the Israelis. He represents a lot of foreigners, doesn't he? Who, he said, was improving Israel's reputation abroad. There's no improving Israel's reputation abroad. I'm sure that there are going to be draconian laws being pushed silence any dissent against the totalitarian world dictatorship known as Zion. But other than that, well, they've got, like I said, they've got their boy in there. They paid big money and they put their boy in place, and now they're planning to have their way. And it stops when we stop it, and it stops at the barrel of our guns. Netanyahu joined his U.S. ally, President Donald Trump, in disparaging the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, signed by President Barack Obama, along with leaders of Iran, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United Kingdom in July 2015. The landmark agreement lifted sanctions against Tehran in exchange for Iran's severely restricting its nuclear production capacity. But Netanyahu and Trump have accused Obama of being too soft on their mutual foe. And after facing a cold shoulder from Obama last year, Netanyahu embraced Trump's tough talk Tuesday, which he said proved a crucial defense for Israel. Yeah, I mean, the bottom line here was the plan of action. And this is what whichever faction you want to call it, of the communists that Obama was. That they didn't do their part. I mean, it was already supposed to be an American attack in Syria. We've already supposed to have removed Assad. We've already supposed to have gone on into Lebanon and then Jordan. And we should have already taken Iran and handed it over to our Zionist masters. We're behind on schedule here. But Netanyahu looks pretty perky. I got to believe that his boy, his puppet Trump, with Kushner's hand up his ass, will be doing all the right things to make sure that our young people are put back in the meat grinder of the Middle East to conquer for Zion. and Iran has to go because Iran is an economical threat. The reason they hate the nuclear program of the Iranians is because they're doing research in nuclear medicine. It's called competition. It's just like Iraq. Iraq was a first world state. I mean, it was the freest, most modern state in the Middle East. And they were becoming a competition for the Jew boys over there, so they had them annihilated. I mean, you think about it, supposedly 18 Saudi Arabians and 3 Jordanians flew planes into the World Trade Center, so we annihilated Iraq and turned their oil over to the Jews. After 70 years, the world embraces Israel, and Israel... maybe I missed something here. Oh, sanctions... Obama, France and Germany on July 5th, the landmark agreement lifted sanctions against Tehran in exchange. That's where we went. But Netanyahu and Trump accused Obama of being soft. After 70 years, the world embraces Israel. And where in the hell did this come from? No, you got your puppet up there. You own the propaganda machines. But I promise you, the world does want to embrace you, son of a bitch, in a death embrace with knives in both hands. Embraces Israel, and Israel embraces the world. They sure as hell do, Netanyahu said. Slowly but surely, there are signs of positive change, even in the UN, which is called the epicenter of global anti-Semitism. Anybody who doesn't want to just turn their blood, who just doesn't want to bow, I mean, just declare yourself an animal, a goyim, and them as the humans that rule over you, and then you won't be anti-Semitic, don't you know? What the hell do you call it? Jewish supremacy? Jewish supremacy? These people who claim that they're the only real people on this earth, everybody else is just an animal, that's you and I. But and you say anti-Semitism if you talk, you know, if you disagree with that. Do you disagree? Are you just a soulless animal? Are you going to cop to being a soulless animal? Are you going to be anti-Semitic? Because that's the choices that you're getting here. There's also a marked change in the position of some of our key friends, he added, thanks to President Trump's unequivocal support for Israel in the body. That positive change is gathering force. And what he's doing is over there says, we're paying for all this and we pay for it for Israel. This will be an Israeli organization, this United Nation. It will be run by the Zionists, who are the kings of the world, and the rest of you are going, get in your goddamn place. And that's what Trump's over there telling him. Oh, we'll pull the funding. It's all right to fund it if it's for the world conquest of Zion, period. It's not all right to fund it at all, people. It is a foreign goddamn entity that our goddamn tax dollars are going to, in direct violation of every founding document that this country was put here on. Netanyahu echoed his previous criticisms of JCPOA, saying it actually paved the way for Iran obtaining a nuclear bomb by taking advantage of so-called sunset clauses that roll away restrictions against Iran's nuclear production over time. He warned of an Iranian curtain descending across the Middle East, creating a vast Iranian Islamic empire that could one day wield nuclear weapons as a result of the deal. Man, how many nuclear weapons you got there, buddy? I mean, developed in direct violation. I mean, they weren't signatories to the nuclear the World Nuclear Regulatory Treaty, or whatever in the hell it was. They developed all of theirs. Well, they didn't develop shit. Hell, they came over here and we sent it over there to them, just like we did to Russia. Because they are the masters of the occupation that is holding our country hostage right now. From the Caspian Sea to the Mediterranean, from Tehran to Tartus, an Iranian curtain is descending across the Middle East. You can just see it. You can just see the massive power. It's like the Germans all over again. It's those goddamn Islamic extremists. Don't look at those communists. We've talked about that before. There's 10,000 communists on your right and 2 goddamn Muslims on your right. The threats of Muslims. Threats. It isn't that international communism that's poured into your goddamn streets that you witness every day. It's those Muslims. You know, the Mossad agents brought over here to blow up a bomb every once in a while. So, you know, and the Muslims that are here that were brought here by Bush 1 during the Iraq invasion and the genocide in Iraq. While he was committing genocide on the Iraqis, he brought some of them over here to make sales across this country so that they could take it out on the rest of us for what this diabolical international Zionist government is doing. Iran spreads its curtain of tyranny and terror over Iraq, Syria, Lebanon. See, these are the countries we were just talking about. This is the ones that we got to go. We got to go take these countries and hand them over to those reasonable Jews. Just hand all that territory, all the riches over to our Jewish masters. And here they are, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and elsewhere. That would be Jordan. And it pledges to extinguish the light of Israel. Netanyahu says the light, you dirty, rotten, satanic piece of garbage. I know what you are. I know what you are, Khazarian. I've read about you in many a book. I understand your philosophy and I understand your true religion, you dirty devil-worshipping bastard. The light of Israel will never be extinguished, he added, addressing Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei directly. Those that threaten us with annihilation put themselves in peril. They will be annihilated by our attack dog known as the United States. We will throw the blood of their children. We will wash the Middle East in the blood of their children, and we will annihilate you, or they will, for us. God damn, you think about that little piss hole over there in the middle of the desert and just their goddamn arrogance and their gall. While Iran and Israel have never engaged in a direct conflict, Israel has clashed with Iran-sponsored organizations such as the powerful Lebanese Shiite Muslim militia and political party Hezbollah. Hezbollah, which fought two all-out wars in Israel in 1985 and 2006, has been a central player in the neighboring Syria, where its support of Syria. See, the thing is, what you got to realize is their intent is the Middle East and then the world, people. I mean, where did all this shit come from? Where did all this animosity and this killing come from? Oh, that's right. It was called invasion. It's when the Jews invaded Palestine, a sovereign country, and then displaced its people and started committing genocide on them. God, them unreasonable Arabs. Wouldn't let him be, I mean, just going to stand by. You should have just walked up. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do here in the United States, isn't it? When they dig that goddamn ditch and get out the 40 caliber ammo, we just want to walk right over there, be complacent, bend down, and, you know, get down on our knees and take that bullet for the greater good of Zion. Shiite Muslims, militia, and political party Hezbollah, which fought two out wars, okay, has become a central player in neighboring Syria where it supports Syrian President Bashar Assad. Assad's recent nationwide victories against rebels and jihads attempting that to be the ones backed by the United States, the goddamn insurgents sent into that country, but bidding for our masters in Israel to destabilize that country. Because, hey, Israel, it belongs to them. And people, you better understand it. This whole goddamn planet belongs to them. It was given to them by their God. Rest of us are just animals put here for them to sacrifice to whatever it means that brings them pleasure.
So who is their God? That's the question.
Well, he's got looking for horns. Oh man, recent nationwide victories against rebels. Yeah, they've been taking the Syrian people have been fighting off this invasion into their country and they've been winning. And so, yeah, I mean, the other day, I mean, they're showing it. I mean, they have passed laws saying that ISIS can't be considered a foreign or terrorist groups because we're funding them. Well, that's all it takes. Well, we've been funding them, so I guess they're not. I mean, Jesus, they've come straight out and told you the truth, and people just still sit there. I guess it's okay if our government's doing it, don't you know? Assad's recent nationwide victories against rebels and jihads attempting to overthrow him since 2011 have resulted in an increased Iranian and Hezbollah presence in Syria. Don't defend yourselves. And don't ask your neighbors to defend you. I mean, this is what we're talking about right here where we live. When these son of a bitches come for us, I mean, that's terrorist down the street. He's going to go defend that guy's house that the Jews are taking. The Jews are taking everything, but you don't stand against them, or you're a terrorist. You're a bad person. How dare you try to put out the light of Israel? This is disgusting beyond disgust, people. And this is why we're seeing more clampdown on the internet and shit, because, I mean, they you're going to see it. This is a push right now for Israel. They've been, you haven't noticed them very much of late, have you? Now comes the push, and the push will, it'll also contain, they're going to try and push laws that say that I can't come on here and tell you people these things, that we can't have these articles, that we cannot speak against our masters. Us, the, you know, the land of the free and home of the brave, horseshit, horseshit. In response, Israel has become increasingly involved in Syrian conflict. They've always been, it's their goddamn, it's their gig. Just because their front men in Saudi Arabia and the United States are providing the insurgents, are providing the mercenaries to go into the countries. We all know who's behind it, who's calling the shots, who is the master. Despite publicly remaining neutral, whatever, and has launched airstrikes on suspected Iranian, Syrian, Hezbollah positions. They've conducted airstrikes into Syria, but they're publicly, they're just neutral in this. They really don't want that timber. They don't want that oil they've already sold in the Gaza Strip. They don't want none of that stuff. They're just some poor Jews trying to get by. You betcha. Israel shot down a suspected Hezbollah drone Tuesday as brewing tensions between the two foes raise concerns about a new war. Netanyahu said Tuesday it would not allow an Iranian permanent base in Syria. Oh, you're in other countries. What are you going to allow in my country, you fucking kike son of a bitch? Listen to what I'm telling you people. Why do them people hate him over there, you wonder? I will not allow in your country. This son of a bitch comes over here and stands in front of our Congress and tells them what to do to us. Why do we take it? That's the question. I'm going to read that again. Netanyahu said Tuesday it would not allow Iranian permanent bases in another country that he is not a sovereign of. I guess he is, huh? With his mighty army of American goyim to come and enforce his will. God, how can you look at that man and still even think anything but they need to be completely wiped off this goddamn planet? There will never be peace or any tranquility on this earth as long as one of them son of a bitches is drawing air, and that's the truth. And I think everybody realizes it. That's why they had to put the investment they did into the carnival barker named Donald Trump. I mean, I seen when he went over to Israel, you know, that Kushner. I mean, he's known him since he's a little boy. He used to sit on Netanyahu's lap and who knows what else. I mean, this, you talk about a setup that you goddamn mush-minded retards fell for. And I don't care. Hate me. I hate you right back. Iran. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I hate to admit this, but I voted for Donald Trump because he hates niggers and Mexicans.
First part's admitting it. The second part's sticking that pistol in your mouth. Iran has also been a primary supporter of Hamas, a Palestinian Sunni Islamic militant group and political party in charge of the Gaza Strip. Where they've already, I mean, this is supposed to have been occupied, I mean, for years. It's just like this goddamn thing with the gas, you know. It's supply and demand kind of thing. And they just tell you stuff and you sit there like a goddamn deer in the headlights. And, oh, okay, whatever you say, boss. But they, you know, Gaza Strip, that's just occupied territory. It's a buffer zone because Israel's under threat. So they have to have that area right there. That's all they want. It's just occupied for their safety. It's for their safety. And then you find out they've sold the oil under it. In direct violation of the international law that put the dirty bastards in the place they're in to start with. I guess it only applies when Israel says so. I guess that's like having an international king, right? Party in charge of the Gaza Strip, like Hezbollah, Hamas has been deeply critical of Israel's treatment of the Palestinian community and has fought with Israel on multiple occasions, most notably during two major uprisings known as Intifads launched in 1987 and 2000. No, I think that they just murdered people. I mean, I've seen them just go out. That's one of the things that haunts me. It's like the shock and awe in Iraq when they're that. I mean, the people, just the bragging. It's like them applauding in the halls of Congress when they murdered Miriam Keary. I mean, I look at these sick in the head, son of a bitches, and like I said, you know, like in Iraq, I see them loading up the bodies of little children. I mean, stacking them like cordwood as a woman wails. And you see these son of a bitches here, you know, in the Gaza Strip, in, you know, little children, goddamn phosphorus burning through their bodies. And you're sitting there just screaming, and it's just, oh, Israel had to retaliate. Somebody threw a rock at them. Really? Israel has had a controversial relationship with the United Nations, which put them there. I mean, this whole bullshit, false left-right paradigm or upside-down and backwards paradigm there is bullshit, too. Who put them there? UN, with the United States using its veto power as a permanent member of the Security Council to block a number of resolutions critical to... Yeah, we're their boy. We're somebody's boy. And that goddamn dog shit eating Trump, he serves Netanyahu. He eats the shit out of his ass, period. What the hell do you have representatives there for to go and, I mean, I don't care. Well, yeah, we have photographs of them here sitting with their deer rifles shooting Palestinian children. We're blocking that. That's Israel. You see what I'm saying, people? That's your representation. Do they represent the people of this country? You know, they come up and they claim with their goddamn polls because of 20, you know, they poll 25% of the population and call it a 90% result. And they only polling 700 to 1,000 people. And oh yeah, it's just wonderful. Everybody loves Israel. But I'm telling you, it's got to give here somewhere. Because the majority of the people in this country are not like that. They are not low-life, goddamn, parasitic, murdering scum. We're Americans. And they do not represent us. And they know that they do not represent anything close. They represent a tiny minority of traitors. And they know that, but they'll step right up. I have the authority to say that, oh, yeah, dude, Israel needs to retaliate against them Palestinians again. Somebody threw a rock. Kill some children. This, I'll tell you what, people, this is one thing for goddamn sure in this world. I mean, I don't know what you believe in, but I'll tell you what, in nature, it has been my experience and my observation that it always balances itself. And the imbalance that has been put here in place through our acquiescence, not mine, through the acquiescence of the goddamn brain dead ass suckers in this country, the treasonous bastards that make up that 25%, it's going to come back on you. It's going to come back on you so freaking hard. And for these internationalist bastards, I know they think that, oh, goddamn, they're so powerful they can't be touched. The earth will take care of you. It will balance
God
itself.
Damn right. Nature will put things back in balance.
Yes, it will. That being said, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Take this badge from me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama, put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. The cold black cloud is coming around. And I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was rain with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is how we feel come about Wednesday around here. Now, for all you people, you know, what's left of the middle class, you people working in the tech industries, well, Donald Trump's and company, I see things are fixing to get better for you. Expedited processing for H-1B visas to resume after suspension. This is from San Francisco Gate. The United States Citizenship and Immigration Services said Monday that it will reinstate premium processing for some H-1B visa petitions, restoring a service employers rely on. No, the goddamn users, the people, these international corporations that have rooted themselves in here, these international communists who are destroying our country. Services for them. This is who Trump works for. Employers rely on for a quick answer on whether they can staff a position with a foreign worker in our sovereign country. For-profit companies can once again pay $1,225 fee to expedite the processing of an H-1B visa within 15 days. This move comes as some H-1B applicants are having a harder time getting approved for the coveted visa because of a surge in scrutiny lawyers say they have never experienced before. Oh, scrutiny. Oh, Donald's really looking at him, but now, hey, it's been taken care of. $1,225, your job is sold. Have a nice day. I'm going to call my clients and gift wrap this news to them. The, you know, these goddamn lawyers, these dirty, petty, fogging, dirty son of a bitches that orchestrated this whole goddamn thing from the Gratz roots right out of the Masonic lodges. These lawyers. Gift wrapped. I got it gift wrapped for you, rich man. We're going to get you some real slave labor over here. Jason Fickleman, an immigration attorney, said to the return of premium processing, this is a game changer. You bet it is. Goodbye, middle class. And good, you know, all you middle class retards that went out there and voted for Trump, man, you got it coming. Rest of us don't. Premium processing was suspended for all H-1B visa petitions in April, a move that put a significant strain on some employers. See, they're here. Donald Trump, they're going to American jobs. See, we're going to give them big tax breaks, and they're going to give them, well, no, they're going to take them big tax breaks, and they're going to get H-1B visas for $1,225 and eliminate your little space there in the middle class, aren't they? Just like we told you they were. Let's see here. Strain, delay, April, a move that put significant strain on some employers who may have had to delay projects while waiting to hear if they would have the necessary staff not made up of Americans, not paying any kind of benefits, not paying taxes. Without premium processing, it can take several months for an H-1B application to be processed. How about, you know, you asked the majority, you know, they talk about this democracy thing. It's democracy. You think the majority of the people, American nationals in this country, would say, yeah, we want foreign workers coming out. We want, I mean, if we had to say, would there be one? One? Would there be one? I say no, there wouldn't be, because that's cutting your own throat. And even the brain dead can realize when they're cutting their own throat. H-1B visas allow highly skilled workers. Here goes your job, man. You vote for Trump? To spend 3 to 6 years at sponsoring companies in the U.S., every one of them should be have their licenses pulled, kicked out of this country, and their assets seized. How about that? See how they want to, how they like doing business when they don't have the access to our resources, because that's truly what this is all about in the end equation. Just like our oil being shipped out of here, our natural gas being shipped down to Mexico, the fuel industry down there at cheaper wages. This is goddamn slavery, people. They are particularly important to Bay Area technology firms, which use, and you see all the technology you pay to have that developed in the colleges. That comes out of the taxes they force you to pay at gunpoint. You develop the technology, they hand it over to these privateers. These privateers bring in outside laborers. They take your resources, ship them over to China, have them made into chips and circuit boards, bring them back over here for these people to engineer and build new products. None of it. Do you get anything from it? Your resources, you paid for the technology, and screw you. In fact, you ain't going to have a job. In the Bay Area, technology firms, which use them to fill engineering positions. Nobody wants to be an engineer in this country and make good money and have a middle-class life. No. More than 15% of Facebook employees that see that. We should right now. The people should just shut that son of a bitch down. But could you get the people in this goddamn brain-dead sheeple country to say, you know, we're not going to Facebook no more. We're turning it off. They are cutting their own throats and watching it happen. Retards. Oh, 15% of Facebook's employees. Remember they came out, Zuckerman and all these Google and Apple and all of them came out the other day and said that they were going to hire lawyers and stuff to keep the goddamn illegals in this goddamn country, to keep this illegal occupation of our country in place for their slave labor. Remember, this is all of them here, and this is who this is being done for, people. The very son of a bitches who said, F you, F your life, F your family, F your children. Visa on H-1 visas, and Google, Intel, and Apple have submitted thousands of H-1B applications because the idea is to bring this country down to shit, to remove its history and rebuild it as a communist shithole, like the rest of the communist shitholes around this goddamn planet. There is an annual cap of 85,000 H-1B visas for profit companies. The premium process, I mean, 85,000, I mean, do you think they really hold to that? Really? The premium, go ahead.
They've made us into consumables.
Exactly.
That's what they've made us into.
Yep.
You know, it's like a fleet enema.
Exactly. Exactly correct, man. The premium processing suspension also affected employers who received a request for evidence for immigration services on certain H-1B applications. I was going, I wonder what these are. What do we mean, certain ones? Over the past few months, officials, and see, when they're talking about these 85,000, that's just for high-tech jobs, okay? Keep that in mind. Over the past few months, officials of U.S. Immigration have been signaling out applicants who would receive a level one wage, the lowest salary the Department of Labor allows foreigners to be paid in a certain profession. This is about enslaving you. This is Apple. I mean, these goddamn people, you're access to our consumer base, you're buying shit from, you're financing your own destruction by going out. And I mean, I think Apple's coming out with a new $1,000 phone. You need to go out and get that son of a bitch. Take that knife and rake it right across your own jugular. Let's see, where were we here? Level one wage, the lowest salary the Department of Labor allows foreigners to be paid in a certain profession. Immigration lawyers have been scrambling to answer the request for evidence, seeking to avoid delays in their clients' petitions. The goddamn places, I mean, there is, they've retook your common law away from you. They've took the authority to prosecute your life. And they've replaced it with this goddamn, this administrative admiralty jurisdiction where the rich run. I mean, this is the corporations run this goddamn. International corporations, banksters, Zionists have complete control over your country. And that charlatan goddamn Trump, he's just a front man. No, they don't. Well, yeah, they do. And you're one of them, you son of a bitch. And we know what you are. I could prosecute the man in about 15 minutes, prima facie. In the next 15 minutes, his ass would be going up those 13 steps. This is how blatant it is, people. And they're just going to keep an air day by day. We just keep going on by. Just another day went by, and yeah, life's just sure getting better under this new regime. But now with premium processing, an employer can pay the fee to receive a response within 15 days or buying your jobs for $1,200 a pop. It is normal for immigration, and this is what it is. It's a payoff. I mean, this is goddamn bribery, a payoff. If it ain't, what the hell is it? Would somebody please explain? It is normal for immigration officials to suspend expedited processing for a few weeks each year so it can deal with a high volume of applications. That's why they set the rate and who's going to do the bribing. This year's six-month suspension was the most widespread and longest suspension that observers have had seen. Premium processing for some employers, such as nonprofits and hospitals, was restored in July. I mean, and any way you look at it, even if it's nonprofits, these are more that they're pumping in under the guise of refugees, unaccompanied children, pour them in, recolonize, and then take the original aborigines of this country, which is us now, over to the goddamn ditch for the bullet. What else are these dirty communist bastards up to here? Parents angry after book about transgender girl. I mean, read to kindergarten class. What else is, I mean, we do this every day. We do this every day. We sit here and we talk about this is outrage. It cannot be. It is a violation of everything that we stand for. It's a violation of our culture. It's a violation of our morality. It is, this is the part of the tearing down, just like taking the statutes down, just like tearing crosses down, just like tearing all the history out of this country. This right here, well, we have a history of being men and women. Well, that's got to go too, people. And I talked about the lady, I can't remember where she was from, one of the Wania countries, Lithuania or something like that, that came up. And I mean, it was a long time ago. I think I was on RBN. And she came up and she started telling about, I mean, this same shit. This is exactly how they done it there. This is history repeating itself because, well, you know what? They destroy history, don't they? Once you destroy history, then it didn't exist, and then you can do it all over again, right? This is from... Go ahead.
But they have a bigger weapon. They control all the media.
Yeah.
They control all the mind control.
What's sick is that people can be so easily controlled through media. I mean, what it comes down to is laziness, because you're too lazy to do your own thinking, or even, laziness and cowardice. Because when you do start doing some thinking and you see what it is, it's like, oh, shit, I either have to comply or confront. And I'll just comply. I've got my little comfort zone here. And so many people, even, you know, like around my age, I'm 56 years old, but I'll just live out the rest of my life. And to hell with your children, to hell with your grandchildren. They can go further down in the sewer sooner or later. Somebody goes over to the ditch and gets that bullet in the head. You realize that, you cowardly bastards, right? This is from KOCO5 News, sent in by Clay for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, Rockland, California. Hundreds of parents packed a school board meeting for the Rockland Academy family of schools Monday for a passionate debate about gender identity and its place in the classroom. These little children, talking kindergarten here, people. Some parents proposed a new policy requiring the charter school, to let them know if controversial topics like gender identity would be discussed in class and allow their students to opt out. I just don't want my children exposed to it. No, you're not. A communist ain't, you're not opting out. This is communism, people. You opt out, you're racist. That's what you are. Well, it has nothing to do with that. They're all, no, you're racist. That's all we got to do is say it.
Can you imagine this, Henry, in kindergarten? What would you do if the teacher told you you were a frog?
I'd say, does a frog piss like this? As I was pissing on her, that's what I'd do.
Well, I mean, just the attack that's going on with our children.
Yep.
It's astronomical.
I'm telling you, though, like we were talking earlier about nature readjusting things. This is one of, I mean, when you go farther on in this article, we'll get into it real quick as we can, but you'll see that it's starting to have an effect where people are just like, shit, we're not doing this. We're not doing it. For them to say that they can teach my child about transgender without me even knowing about it is wrong, said parent Chelsea McQuiston, looks what it looks like, who has two children who attend Rockland Academy Gateway and a third who is about to enter kindergarten. Gender and sexuality are not the same thing. Oh, they're not. They're just ain't, people. Gender and sexuality aren't the same thing. I mean, just goddamn, the goddamn earth isn't the ground. I mean, the sky isn't up. I mean, just whatever these goddamn communists want to try and push. And think we end up in a place where parents can opt out of anything they find offensive. Yeah, goddamn right, it's called our children, you sons of bitches. And when we start killing your asses, you're going to understand what we mean by we will protect our children, which is subjective, said Jen Henson. This is some son of a bitch. This Jen Henson lives somewhere, doesn't he? Jen Henson or she, I don't know what the hell, maybe it don't know what it is, but it lives somewhere. And it's time that people just started taking this, taking the bull by the horns and putting this shit into place. Another parent in the charter school. The debate was sparked in June when a Rockland Academy Gateway transgender student brought the book I Am Jazz to her kindergarten class. Kindergarten class. She then asked the teacher to read the book, which is about a transgender girl's transition to the class, so other students knew what she was going through. A kindergarten child thinks it's going through some change. I mean, my God, can it get any sicker? I mean, oh, man. Oh. Some parents said their children came home questioning their gender after school. I would have went straight. I'd be dead. That's all. This book was outside the curriculum, and I see it as a controversial subject to discuss with a kindergartner, said Wendy Sickler, who is a parent of two kids at Rockland Academy Gateway. Ochner, Anker, Dawins, it looks like Dawins, or Dawins, daughter was in a class when the teacher read I Am Jazz to students and was taken aback when she told him about it. Or it's Dewan, Akron Dewan's, I guess. I've struggled with the question of parental notification quite a bit, but when I put my need against the child who's going through the transition at goddamn kindergarten, right, whatever, your brain isn't even goddamn developed yet, let alone your genitalia.
It's programming.
You goddamn
and
right
got
it is.
People running on the burger wheel so fast just to keep the lights on. To flush the toilets,
yep.
You know,
yep.
And to get out of their door, they don't have time to reprogram their children to tell them that this is BS.
I know how to reprogram a communist, though. All it takes is, you know, a few grains of lead in the left ear. I realized it's not the same, Dewan said. This child needs us to come together as a community and respect their dignity and character. No, we need to slaughter these sick son of a bitches. California law allows parents to opt out of sex education, but gender identity doesn't fall under the category. Really? It's like race or religion or ethnicity, you communist son of a double-speak bitch. You think that we're going to fall for this? It's a protected class, but it's not sex ed, so parents actually don't have the opportunity to opt out, and it would be illegal for the school to make it possible to opt out. We'll find out what's legal and illegal, you bastards. You're pushing the envelope, said, anyway, this said Ashley, or Elizabeth Ashford, who works for Fona Houghton and Associates, the public relations firm. You see what I'm talking about here? These lawyers, these sleazy communist international pieces of shit. Firm hired by Rockland Academy to serve as spokesperson. It does not prohibit an opt-out provision for school districts for them to say that it is just disingenuous, California Family Counselor Director Greg Burt said in a response to Ashford's statement. The school board heard more than 3 hours of comment before they voted late Monday to not change their current literature policy, which allows the inclusion of transgender characters, and endeavor to notify parents about controversial topics. The school is going to endeavor to do that, Ashford said. If they can get to it ahead of it, they will try to inform the parents after the fact. This would not fly with my generation. I tell you what I would have done. I would still do it today. The board also struck down a proposal to allow parents to opt out of gender identity. They're telling you no. Your goddamn servants are telling you no, people. Identity topics in class. And they're going to trash the minds of your children at will. Rockland Academy said 14 families have chosen to disenroll from their charter schools as a result of this issue, and they expect more families to withdraw in the wake of the board meeting. And that's good. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about nature balancing things out, and it will. This unnatural goddamn communist shit is not going to fly. The earth won't allow it. We got millions of years of development, you know, people becoming the way they are. And I mean, the reason that we perpetuated as a species wasn't because men were boogering men and people couldn't decide who they were and just boogered a tree or whatever.
Henry?
Yes.
There's a new law. It says that you can't go against Curious George on PBS.
What?
Curious George? The monkey?
Yeah. Curious George doesn't know who he is anymore?
He thinks he's a human.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He's got rights. I mean, in fact, he wants royalties for all the pictures in the books. Why not, people? I mean, if they can sell this shit, I mean, think of what they're trying to sell you here. I mean, I think they're pushing the envelope to the max because they know they can't push it all. But, I mean, how far in, and even when you draw back from it, where you finally meet a kill, where does it come out? I mean, what are you accepting? I mean, if will you just accept pedophilia? I mean, if we pull back to pedophilia, I mean, a grown man marrying a 2-year-old kid, could you do that? Would you accept that? Because, I mean, they've came out with this a couple of years ago. Go ahead.
Henry, just a side thought, things are getting, gas went down a penny yesterday.
Wow. I guess, hey, man, go Trump. We should have voted for him. We have to go vote for him for that penny. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, let the worm turn. That is The Word from the Trenches.